There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
This is Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague with you on a spicy Monday. Does your sports team suck too? Share your feelings at the Vancouver Ford text line.
Mine's ranked number one. We're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We're doing pretty good.
We're having a great time.
It's good. We're having a
At least your arch rival in baseball is in the World Series and probably going to win it.
That is true.
Yeah,
that is true.
That's brutal.
I got that going against me. I now have to root for the New York Yankees, so that's a weird thing to have to do.
Yeah, I'm kind of pulling for the Yankees, but also I love Otani.
Yeah,
I want
it.
New York sports fan to be happy, but like I'm kind of pulling for the Yankees for Mike Lynch.
Yeah,
but I love Otani.
That's a good point.
All of
Go
this
Yankees.
Stuff is weird.
I saw a tweet and it was like a picture of like Hitler and Stalin, and it's like the World Series this year. It's like, who do you root for?
I think you got to go Stalin there.
Do you?
I think you got to go Stalin.
Let's not debate this.
It's an ally, all right?
That's
an ally
better,
right there, Will.
Hitler or Stalin?
Let's get the local menu. A lot of things happen locally or locally-ish. I'll just start with something I don't even know if Dirt knows about. Lako beat number one West Lynn.
I do know about it, yeah.
LaMarcus Bell rushed for 197 yards, and they beat West Lynn 21-17. How about that?
I'm going to have a deep talk with my buddy Anthony Newman on Saturday.
Yeah, where was your rush defense,
now,
Anthony?
I know what he's going to say, and that is that they threw one of their touchdowns was a pick six.
Yeah.
They threw a pick six to LO.
They did.
I think they had control of the game early and then threw a pick six, but number one goes down. That's a big-time result right there. Those will be likely the two teams that face each other in the state championship.
Well, it's
maybe
close
Central.
Game.
Central probably in the mix as well.
Central's always in the mix.
It's the same
right?
three or four schools every year. But that was a bit of a surprise for some. I thought West Lynn was unbeatable. And now my Saturday co-host is not going to be in a good mood.
We should bring him on, daily ticker type segment, and be like, what's up with your rush defense?
Post-game press conference. What's going on, Anthony? You're not fitting the C-gap well enough.
This happened last night.
Carlton lobs it in. Taken away by Thiebus. Off to Stewart. 28 years in the making. The New York Liberty are WNBA champions!
Ryan Rucco, ESPN on the call. An overtime Game 5 win for the New York Liberty. Their first in franchise history. Sabali, Enescu, and Vandersloot, former Ducks, get WNBA championship rings. My Lynx were absolutely robbed and hosed in this game.
What are you talking about?
It was one of the worst calls in a final seconds of a game I've ever seen in a decisive, you know, final game for a championship.
Kudos to the coach for coming out and saying it too.
Like,
she does not care, and she will take any sort of discipline that comes her way.
I would too. Go watch the replay. That is not a foul.
No.
They probably win the title, but they didn't do anything in overtime. The Liberty win. Sabrina with a ring.
She did get a ring. She was horrendous last night.
Her and Stewie both were awful.
Dude, that was bad.
That was one of the worst games I've ever watched in my life. It was 47-44.
I'm glad we can talk about this.
In the fourth quarter.
That I'm sure got a lot of eyeballs because it was a deciding game of the WNBA Finals, and the WNBA season has had a great run in ratings, and the finals have had a really good run so far. That's one of the worst basketball games I've ever watched.
Oh, easily.
Like, I turned it off occasionally just because I knew it was a Game 5, but it's like, I'm going to check back in 10 minutes. I'd rather watch Aaron Rodgers throw another interception than this, or the Dodgers be up by 37 runs in the eighth inning. They could not make a shot.
No.
Either team last night. That was horrendous basketball, but awesome for Sabrina to get a ring, even though she went 1 of 19.
This was some good news for Cougar fans.
Play action, middle throw to Hernandez, bumps off one, turns the corner, and Hernandez is in. Touchdown, Cougars.
CW on the call there. We make our big pee-pee picks. This one felt easy to me. Cougars win against Hawaii 42-10.
Yeah, it was a nice, easy, comfortable win. Never in doubt. You knew basically at the end of the first quarter, or at least early in the second quarter, this thing was 21-3 at the half. It was over from that point. Their schedule is incredibly manageable. They already played Boise State. They did lose that game on the road. They don't have the Cal game like Oregon State has this weekend. They don't have to play UNLV like Oregon State did this past weekend. Really, the only challenging game left on their schedule that I would circle is the game in Corvallis the week before or the week of Thanksgiving, whenever it is. Every other game on their schedule is manageable, man. They got a legitimate shot at going 11-1 this year, and they took care of business this weekend.
This happened Friday, though. I didn't see any of it. I just kept reading about it on Twitter.
Not a good rebounding three in a couple of years since Josh Hart was traded.
Yeah, there was Blazer Vision.
I believe it was Rich Burke on the call with
Rich
Lamar Hurd.
Filling in for Kevin Calabro on the call. Donovan Klingon at 14 points, 20 boards, 4 blocks versus the Jazz. Now everybody's all jazzed up.
I would be jazzed up, too, if I would have been able to watch the game. Would have been really excited about that. We'd be jazzed up for opening night if I could watch the game.
You remember that one time? Remember, I thought I was going to watch the game. You remember?
Remember the time I used to be able to watch Blazer games?
I was told
they're back on local TV, and now they're not on my local TV.
I do want to sort something out very quickly.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused by something. I saw some people that I follow and like start talking about how now we call him Kling Kong, and I'm very confused by some of this. Casey Oldall interviewed him on the Briefcase podcast.
Yeah, what did he say? Did we ask him about Kling Kong?
Well, he asked him if he was okay with it, and he said, yeah, I'm actually making merch, which is cool. I'm just confused why all of a sudden we're now debating or settling if we've been calling him that for months.
That's we named him. I mean, not we. That just we
Summer
just,
League.
We've been calling him that forever since he's been a Blazer.
Yeah, but it became like a thing of like, it's Kling Kong. Like it's been Kling Kong. Yeah, where am I losing this narrative at?
He was Kling Kong on Friday night. 20 rebounds and 4 blocks in a game. I don't care if it's preseason or not, dude.
I'm thinking about going to the game, dude. I want to be honest
Wednesday?
With you. I might be tired on Thursday a little bit, but the caffeine will be injected into my veins. I kind of want to go to a game.
I might have to, too, because I can't watch him on TV. So, you know, maybe I'll have to go to the game on Wednesday night, too.
Go get an antenna.
I was told they were going to be on my local
TV.
It's
$20.
Not on my local TV.
Get an antenna.
You're not getting my money, Jody. I'm not paying you any more money.
No, you don't pay Jody. I paid Amazon.
I know. They gave away the free ones. I should have claimed one of those. I just didn't know that I needed to do that because I was told they were going to be on YouTube TV. The only question about him is minutes. I'm really curious to see when the year starts Wednesday, how many minutes per game he's going to play.
So Donovan Klingon with a big game. This happened on Saturday night. I don't really know how much I want to talk about it.
Williams, his legs and his arms have had his moment. And there's a slant they've been looking to hit on all night long, and they finally get a white.
Yeah, that screams, sums it up. That's the CW Network. Brenneman on the call. That touchdown made it 33-17 UNLV. In Corvallis this weekend.
Nice little comeback after that, though.
Let's
rally from
the
there.
Friday night game.
Yeah, Friday Night Lights.
There you go. He had this go on.
It'll be second down and goal from the 8. Gabriel looking at the sideline for the play, looking for the play clock. Noise level rises up. Snap and hand it off. James goes up the middle. James scores! Touchdown, Jordan James, his 7th of the year. Started to go right, found the blocking.
Jerry Allen on the call, as heard here on The Fan. The Ducks blank Purdue 35-0. I know this is inaccurate, but I feel like this was a game where I saw Lanning taking selfies with fans before the game was over. But I know that didn't happen, but it felt like it did because that game was terrible to watch. Purdue is awful. I know they rushed for 200 yards, but
hey, how
on.
Dare you? They scored 49 a week ago against a ranked Illinois team. That was a feisty opponent, a blackout Friday night game in their backyard.
I couldn't believe, I mean, maybe Duck fan just wants to see their team win.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how many Duck fans were at that game. I'm like, man, of all the trips to take.
Here's what I'll say. I think people, this is one of the unique things about the Big Ten move that for some Duck fans it is a good thing nationally is that there are pockets of Duck fans in Chicago. And there's
That's true. You're
so
right.
There's a lot of people, like I got a buddy who lives in New York who's a diehard Duck fan. He's never going to fly out to a game. But if they go to Maryland now or if they go to Rutgers, I can actually go to a game.
That's a good point.
That was part of it. I mean, you come out and you score in your first 3 possessions of the game. See you later.
That was like as soon as the first drive was done.
Touchdown, punt, touchdown, punt, touchdown, 21-0. Adios, muchachos. Thanks for coming, Purdue.
Purdue kind of got into territory, and I'm like, are they going to backdoor cover the 28 and
they
a half
tried
number?
To a couple of times. They were close.
That number, I think, closed at 30.
It so did. It ended up closing north of 28 and a half. Yeah, it went all the way up to 30, and they flirted with it a little bit, and then they threw the pick in the end zone with whatever it was, 90 seconds to go, and sealed the 35-0 win.
And now the Ducks are ranked number one. According to almost all the AP voters, except one West Coast guy, which I want to get to today.
Nobody's giving us a chance, man.
Nobody's giving us
underdogs, chip on the shoulder.
Yep.
Nobody's talking about us. We're not getting any attention. Yep. We're just grinding. That's all we're doing. We're not going to let any rat poison get to us.
So here's there is the local menu, things and dealings that went on locally-ish from Friday into Monday morning. We'll get back into the Ducks being ranked number one. We will talk about my poor Beavs. We're just getting dropped left and right by the state of Nevada. Where do they go from where they are? I don't know. But we'll get to more of that coming up, some more local stuff. Up next, I want to talk about the thing we brought up on Friday's show that didn't make a lot of sense, and boy, did it come to fruition. That's next, but first, Big Will with a sports update.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app